Welcome to Penikai Neighbourhood Church Weekly Podcast. To find out more about us, or to listen to other podcasts, please explore our website, nazarene.co.uk.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Josh.
I'm not used to hearing my voice that loud.
We are.
Yeah, so I had to play that song this morning because it's been going through my head just over and over and repeat this week since I met with Keith. I know he says it's a blessing to talk to me, but I don't think Keith ever... I don't think Keith ever understands how much of an actual blessing it is to talk to him about anything. No matter what, it's always such a blessing to just go and talk to Keith. If you're ever not feeling blessed, just go talk to Keith. So this morning I'm talking about surrendering and being fully vulnerable with God, because you can't fully surrender to God unless you're fully vulnerable with God. And that's something I found out firsthand quite recently, but over the course of me and my walk with God, which is still going on and always is going on, because you're never fully done, in my personal opinion. You can never fully be done on your walk with God until you go up and meet God personally. So as some of you might know, my walk with God began 2016, and I'm a first soul survivor. And when I went up to give my life to God, but I didn't fully believe it. I was like, yeah, I guess so, it's kind of cool. But I didn't fully believe it, and it wasn't until I got back and I was prayed for by some of the friends from Wrexham Church, James and Jemima, and that's when it really got to me that God is my Father. There is nothing that can make God love me any less or any more than he already does, because he already loves me so much, and in his eyes, I am perfect. Yeah. But I still didn't fully believe, and I thought, okay, but maybe it's just because if I show him all the things that are good about me and all the things I like about me and give them to God, then that's it. But that's not fully vulnerable. Loving God, you've got to show him all your weaknesses, all the bad sides about you as well. I still don't fully understand it even now, because even now sometimes I hide the bad things from God. But when you are fully vulnerable to God, and that's when you can fully surrender. And I was thinking this week, as early as this morning, it was in Matthew 14, when all the disciples were on the boat and Jesus is on the water, and Jesus calls out to Peter to come walk on the water, and Peter says, "If it is you, Lord, tell me to come," and he does. And it's amazing because Peter then walks on the water. But the thing that I actually really loved about that was when Peter starts to focus on the waves and his own humanity, is that's when Peter starts to sink again. And it got me thinking, it's so true that when we start thinking about our own humanity and not God's own divinity, that's when we start to sink, because we focus too much on our own humanity and not how absolutely amazing God is. I remember in Corinthians, when Paul's talking to God, he's talking, and it's also about like when he's got that thorn in his side, which I still don't know if it's physical or just a metaphor of how he's got the thorn in his side that the devil gave him. But Paul's talking to him, and he pleads for God to remove the thorn. But God says to him, "My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults and hardships, in persecutions and difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." And that, it's something about that just speaks to me, because it's so true. Yeah, it's amazing to be strong in God, but when you're fully weak, God works the best in all the weaknesses. And when you really let God into your life and let into every single little bit of you, that's when God can really start to work his work and do through his love how amazing he truly is and get to you. Yeah. And it's always been going to me through that, is I never really thought about it that much until actually went, and again, I'm going to keep referencing Soul Survivor, because that's something about Soul Survivor, is I always give myself more than I do in church, and I know it's a bad thing, but I'll admit it. I was listening to Andy Croft. He was talking. He was also talking on vulnerability, and it was something that really got to me, and that's when I decided I wanted to preach for the first time, was when I heard him talk about it, because it made me really think about being vulnerable and how there's some people you'll open up to about anything, but you won't open up to God, which is weird because He knows already anyway. He knows better than anybody what you're going through. He's died on the cross for you so that you can live forever in Him. But you still won't tell Him all these bad things that He, even though He knows. So it was, what really got to me was then, once you finally open up to Him about all that stuff, then he can finally do His work in you.
Yeah.
And that's really when all the weaknesses go away, because you're no longer weak. Because in God, you're strong. You're stronger than anybody else can ever say, no matter what people tell you. And I remember what Keith told me on Wednesday. It was that no matter what the world tells you about yourself, none of it's true. Like, some of it might be true. Like, if God's, but it doesn't really matter, because it's what God says to you. And what Jesus says to you through the Holy Spirit, that's what really matters, and that's the only thing that you should ever really worry about. And I know personally how hard that is to try and not listen to, and how hard it is to just not to ignore the world's own opinions about you, because I've been through it, and I've been through a lot of things of the whole world telling me, no, you're not good enough, God would never love you. And I used to believe that for a while, and then after some people, I'm going to name and shame people like Mia and Abby and Troll and Emily, all the people from youth, and how amazing they are and how accepting. Ever since I started going to youth, Keith and Faith, and all of you in church, and how welcoming and loving you are. And that's when I truly started to see how much God actually does love you, because it's amazing that even how some people can just show it, how much God loves you, and it just them showing the love through themselves. That's when you really start to think, well, it's got to be real. It can't be fake. If people can't just be this loving, they can't just be this kind on their own. And then I realized something. Yes, they can. Jesus Christ was that loving. He was that amazing on His own. He was God. He came down to tell us this and teach us this and how loving God truly is. That's why He died on the cross for us.
Yeah.
He didn't just do that on accident. He didn't just think, oh, I'm bored, I'm going to go die on the cross. No, He decided that He wants to spend the rest of His lives with us, and that He wants us to live and be with Him. So He came down from His heavenly throne to come live with us and die for us for all our sins, so that we could then live forever with Him.
Praise Jesus.
And I remember it says in Peter 1 Peter 5, verses 6 through 10, when God is talking to both the youths, And Peter is talking to the elders and the youths about submitting to God. And it says, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to this eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will Himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. And that, is that not amazing how, and it's so true that people are going through the same experiences as you and still praise God. There's people, I was reading about persecuted Christians around the world and the persecuted church and people like North Korea who can't even do this. Some of them don't have somewhere they can call a church an actual safe place. They have to go hide about it. And what's amazing is, but they still love God. Despite all the hardships, they still go up and praise God. And God loves them just as much as they love us. It doesn't mean He loves them anymore, because they're doing it despite their circumstances. He loves us just as much, because He can't love any of us any more or any less. And that's just such an amazing thing to think. God loves you no matter what. So why hide your weaknesses from God?
Yeah.
Why not? If you're not completely vulnerable with God, then He can't help you, and He can't force Himself on you. So if you don't fully surrender to God, God won't come and help you, because He doesn't force Himself on you.
Yeah.
So, and this is the thing I've been working on a lot recently with God, is being vulnerable to God and completely open and completely submitting myself to Him. Because I can't say I finally realized, because I never fully understand everything, and I don't think I ever will until I go up and get the answers personally. But when I fully give all my God my weaknesses, and I give Him all my anxiety and my sadness and every little bit of self-doubt, that's when God then comes in and really works on me, and he gets rid of all that. Because then God shows me how amazing he sees me, how he sees me as his perfect child, because he sees Jesus in me.
Yeah.
It's such an amazing thing. And I'm going to say it a lot, because it really is amazing how much God genuinely loves us and cares for us. And I can't say it enough, how God just loves us. And I was reading more about Peter when he's talking to the boat, and when he's talking to Jesus on the boat and on the waves. And that, for me, the waves do just symbolize the rest of the world for us, all our mind, because when we focus on the waves, so whether it's stuff like work or whatever you're going through, if it's work, school, if you don't do any of that and it's just you're at home, or you've got self-doubt, you've got anxiety, you've got depression, you've got thoughts that you know you shouldn't have, but you're having them. And that's when you start to sink, because you're not focusing on God, you're focusing on your own humanity. But you don't need to. It's not as easy as it sounds. You can't just stop thinking and just focus on God, because it really isn't that easy. And that's what I found firsthand. It's not easy, but God never said it would be easy. He said he would be there for you. He said he would help you and guide you through everything, but he never said he was just going to give you a free pass and that it would all go away. And that's the amazing thing, is that God doesn't want us to just be easy. He doesn't want our lives to be easy, because if it was easy, then we would start forgetting so much about him. But when it's difficult and we get through the difficult times, that's when we can really be amazed in how much God's actually worked in us. I remember something before, it's like a story. It's about footprints in the sand. I don't know if it was, but I remember it went something along. A man was looking back at the footprints in the sand, and it was about his life, and he noticed that there was only ever one set of footprints and all the difficult times in his life, and that was, and he said, God, why did you abandon me in the difficult times? And God looked at him and says, I didn't. If you look back, those are my footprints. And he was carrying us through the difficult times, whether we see it or whether we don't see it. It's so true that God carries us through all the difficult times in our lives. And we might not see it at the time. We might look back at it and realize, I never noticed. God was there for me, and I didn't even notice, because I was so focused on the difficult times and on my own personal humanity, instead of focusing on God and realizing, yes, God was there for me, and he was sat there through all the difficult times. And that's something I've had to try and learn as I'm going through times, because it's easy enough for me to say this, but if I haven't personally felt it, what's the point in saying it? Because it's not the same. And I will openly say I've been through difficult times in my life, probably not as difficult as some other people. And I never looked to God to help me at all. And then I've looked back on my times and I realized if I'd have just actually been open with God, he could have helped me. And now that's something I've started to do, is actually look to God when you're going through difficult times, because that's really when he's going to come help you. He's not going to force himself down there, down to our situations to come help us. He wants us to tell him, God, I need your help. I want your help. He won't just do it for us. You've got to ask him. And if we're not completely open to that and completely open to God, then he still can't do it, because it's only when we're completely open and completely vulnerable, completely surrendering ourselves to God, that is when he'll come and do his best work.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, crazy Jesus.
I remember I was reading online a couple of days ago. It was talking about Peter on the boat. And this is a thing I go back to all the time when thinking about my own humanity and thinking about focusing with God. Because it is such a good quote to think about. And it's when Peter is on the waves. And so long as he's got his eyes fixed on Jesus, everything is going fine. He is walking on the water despite everything going on around him. But the second he stops focusing on Jesus, stops focusing on God, that's when things start to go bad. And it's something that I will always wrestle with, because for me, it's such a good quote from the Bible and such a good thing to read about, is that because it fits so well to any situation. And it's so true that when we start focusing more on our humanity, that is really when God stops doing his work, because we're not focusing on him, we're not opening to him, we're not letting him into our situations and letting him do his best work. That's when things start to go bad. And I'm sure there's many stories in the Bible about it. I'm not the best Bible reader, and I'm not the best for remembering verses from the top of my head, so I have to have them here with me. And it's such a true story, though. That it just really, really speaks to me on such an amazing level that it's so true that God cannot force himself. We have to be open to God. We have to sit there. When we focus with God and we talk to God about all our situations, that's when God will come in. And again, it's all about being surrendered to God and being vulnerable. Because when we are truly vulnerable and fully vulnerable, open about every little weakness, every little thought, everything that we think is bad about ourselves, and when we're sat there thinking, God doesn't love me for this. God doesn't love me because I have self-doubt. God doesn't love me because I'm not good enough. There are people out there better than me, so God loves them more than he loves me. But it's not true. God doesn't love them any more or any less than he loves you, because he already sees us as absolutely perfect. Because when he looks at us, he sees Jesus. And sometimes you need to start learning that ourselves, is that we, like Keith said last week, we died to live so Jesus could live in us. We took off our old selves and put Jesus on. And that's what God sees. It's exactly what God sees. God sees Jesus. He doesn't see any of the bad stuff. But sometimes we focus too much on all the bad stuff in our lives that we don't think about the good stuff that God has given us, or all the great things God can give us when we're fully open and fully submitted to God. And it's just, I can never stop thinking about it, how amazing it is that God loves us despite everything. And though we don't love ourselves, but we need to learn to love ourselves, because God already loves us. And it's slightly personal here is, I found out personally, was how much God can love you when you open themselves. And that's where I found out last week in youth, was we were praying for each other. I'm not going to name and shame here, because it was a very emotional time in youth last week. And I was open with God. I was completely open. I said, God, because we were praying for each other, so I was like, God, I'm going to be open with you and let you just flow through me. And that's when God did some amazing stuff. Yeah. And that's when I fully actually started to hear God's voice. Something I've been struggling with quite recently is not hearing God's voice, because I was too worried about all my personal situations and I wasn't letting God in. When I finally let God in to my personal situations, instead of just giving God the good things or just not worrying about God and worrying too much of myself, but when I finally let God into my personal situation, and that's, can you stop? I'm going to cry.
Don't let her think about it.
But yeah, when we start letting God into our own personal situations and our own personal dealings, that's when God can really do it. I'm going to cry. I don't want to cry.
It's okay if you cry, Josh. Vulnerability,
eh? Vulnerability. I know you don't.
Yeah, when we let God into our lives and our personal situations, when we're fully vulnerable and fully surrendered to God, that is really when God does his best work in us.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 So I just want, before I finish, not as long as I could have, but I didn't want to go on too long, but one, yeah. But one last quote. Just one last quote is, when we focus on our humanity rather than his divinity, that's when we start to sink.
Yes.
And that's what I want to leave you guys on to think about that.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. That is beautiful.